This call is being recorded.
I am Sananda. Wonderful to be with you as always in these ways. But I ask you now, just as I spoke momentarily with you through this one James earlier, do not mourn this one's passing, but embrace with your love. Embrace her life. Embrace the celebration that was her life. Here in this plane of existence, in this illusion, know that she is only continuing on with the journey that we have all begun long ago. And there is never an end. There is only a beginning of the next phase. And she is moving toward the beginning of that next phase, just as many of you have many times before. You have only forgotten of the transition. You have only forgotten of what it is like. But all of you will remember. Not that you are going to go through this transition such as this. This is not what is meant for the majority of the population at this time. You are not going to suddenly lose your physical lives. You are going to move on in a celebration of life, like no celebration that you have felt before. You are all going to feel and experience this level of oneness that only comes from the higher vibratory frequencies that you are all moving toward. And this dear one, Susan, is now moving toward those higher vibrations. Even now, at this time, she is moving into those vibrations. She is feeling the higher frequencies. Somewhat masked by the pain at times, yes, but she is moving into those higher frequencies and vibrations. And will be there when you yourselves move through the transition, move through your ascension process. She will be there to greet many of you, because that is her mission. Many times when one passes over into the next level, into the next phase, you might say, they have a past life recall. They go through a soul searching, in a sense. And they go through many levels of training to prepare for the next part of their journey. But this one will not necessarily go through all of those processes. Because as she passes over, she will have the memories back of who she is and what she is about. And when the times come, she will be there to greet you with her loving arms, with her loving expression that you all know so well. Will be there to greet you with an embrace, with a smile, with love, just as she has always done for you here. But do not shed a tear for her. Shed a tear yet for yourselves, but not a tear in sorrow, but in remembrance. In celebration, because we all go to a better place, and we are all moving toward that better place. What many call the heaven, the seventh heaven, where I prepare a place for you at my Father's table for you to come. All is beautiful. being prepared for you. I am Sananda. I will leave you now to step aside for another who wishes to share a few words with you. All of my peace and love be with you. I will be back with you in the next time we meet together. I am Ashira. I have asked James to allow for me to speak with you just briefly, to be able to say farewell, to be able to give my last words of wisdom for this time. I am not leaving. You are not leaving. Susan is not leaving. We are all in this together. We have always been in this together. We are so looking forward, Susan and I, to this continuing journey. Because a life isn't ending. It is only beginning. We are all ready for this transition. You, each one of you, my dear brothers and sisters, are going through this transition now. You only do not know it. It will not end in the same way that it is going to with dear Susan. But it is going to transition. You are going to move into a new level of understanding and existence and oneness. And as you have heard many times before, nothing is going to stand in the way of this, except yourselves. You are the only ones that can prevent this now. But we know, of course, that none of you would do that. Because all of you are about the changes. All of you are preparing for this changeover, for this wonderful time that is ahead. So do not think of the times past. Do not dwell in those past times. Be, live in the now. Be and live in the now. And dream toward the future. Because the future is so close now to becoming the now that you have so wanted. I love you all. And I have so enjoyed the times we have been able to spend together. I will not be speaking again through this one. For just as Susan is moving on, so will I. But know that we are always together. And as Sananda has said, when you are ready to move through your ascension process, and you have slipped beyond the veil into the higher dimension, we will be there waiting for you. With open arms, with all of our love, and a great, big, wonderful smile. Namaste.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Somewhat difficult to follow that one. But we are going to do what we can here. James is somewhat discombobulated here, or whatever the word is that you would use here. but we will attempt to gather strength here and continue on with this process. Our message to you is nothing different than it has been previously. We are saving these messages for the next time that you come together, because it is going to be an auspicious time that is approaching. You have heard about this time, this 20th of March, as a major turning point, as a point of emphasis or change that is coming upon you. Yes, it is the beginning of spring and all of these types of things, and it is a wonderful time that you are moving toward, and all of these things are about to shift and change, and what you call blow wide open. There are so many things that are happening now that are going to blow wide open. You are beginning to see the beginnings of it. The place in Antarctica is going to become a hotbed of information as it comes forward. All of the scandals that are going on, the human trafficking and the pharmacological nonsense that is happening, all of this is going to come forward and spring into a new understanding. And this is spring. This is what is happening here. The new spring, the new life is going to be born here. All of this is changing and evolving and shifting, and consciousness is shifting along with it. No longer are people able to just sit back and watch. Some do, yes, of course, but more and more are saying, no, we are not going to sit back and watch anymore. We're going to do something. We are going to do whatever we can to make it happen, even if we just have to say no to the old ways. Say we are not going to allow this anymore. We are not going to allow people to put things into our bodies that we do not want. We are not going to allow them to poison us in various ways. We are not going to let them continue to poison the skies. We are not going to allow it anymore. And as the people raise up, just as they have shown before, when the people raise up, there is change. There is everything that has been spoken of is going to become a reality. We cannot, of course, say when exactly. We cannot, of course, say how it is going to be, but it is going to be. Just simply know this. Have faith. That is what you must do. You must continue to have faith. And we know all of you, all of our dear brothers and sisters that participate each and every week with us here, we know all of you are ready and not giving up. Do not give up. Do not become disconsolate. Do not allow for the illusion to continue to hold on to you, because it cannot. The illusion is dropping away. And we wish for you to begin to visualize that. Visualize this illusion, this old paradigm simply dropping away, not being a part of you anymore. Just as the one that said earlier in your discussion that everything is an illusion. See everything as an illusion. That is correct. See it. See all of the stuff that you have here as simply an illusion, because you cannot take it with you. Whether it is through the death process or the ascension process, either way, you are not taking it with you. You see? It is going to stay right here. So all that you can take with you is yourself, your consciousness, your love. That is what you will take into the higher vibrations. Now, that does not mean you will not have homes. That does not mean you will not have vehicles of transportation or your TVs and all of these things. You will still have all of this, but it will be at higher vibrations. You will not have the somewhat ridiculous television shows and movies that you have, these types of things, but you will still have this entertainment, because that is a part of you. That is a part of you. And yes, for some, even the idea of sports sports and things of this nature. We're saying this for the purpose here for James, because he likes sports and doesn't want to see sports go away. And it will not go away. It will shift. It will change. You see, you can't have 7 billion people across the planet all of a sudden have their entire life turned upside down. Somewhat, yes, this will happen to a degree, but it will be gradual. We have spoken of this before. There will be a shift in consciousness. The event will come. The pulse of energy will come, and it will be an immediate shift of energy and consciousness at that time. But there will still be a gradual shifting after that. You will gradually shift into different levels of government, more in the way of councils. You will gradually shift into meeting your brothers and sisters from above and below. It will be a gradual changeover. See? So do not be concerned that you will not be ready for it when it comes. You will be ready. You are being acclimated to the energies. You are being prepared. But you are not only being prepared for yourselves, you are being prepared so that you can prepare others after you. So be of good cheer, people, all of you. Everything is wonderful. From where we are looking, everything is wonderful. And from where you are looking, we would like you to see everything as wonderful as well. Okay?
Okay.
We will take questions here now, if there are any questions. Would there be questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm Susan, and I'm pretty new to these meetings. I wanted to see if you could share a little clarity on who Ashira is. Is he a commander of a mothership? I'm very not aware.
Ashira, what we would say, is not a he, but a she.
Uh-huh.
And this particular Ashira that is involved with this group, has been involved with this group through with Susan, is a higher aspect of Susan. Not so much a commander on a ship, although there is an Ashira that is a commander on a ship. And Stephen Becko has spoken with her directly before.
Yeah.
So, yes.
That's why I was confused. I didn't know if it was the same Ashira entity.
No.
Okay.
They are different.
Thank you.
Yes. There'll be other questions here.
I have a question about 320.
Yes.
I've seen, I think in my visions, that there's like a portal that opens on 320 that allows us to do timeline healing for multiple timelines at once. And we'll be in touch at that time, you know, not necessarily physically, but spiritually with timelines like Atlantis and things like that, that we can do healing for those timelines during that passage through that portal. Does that make sense?
Let us tell you what is going to occur on that day, or is meant to occur on that day. There is going to be a completion of the grid that has been spoken of. Not the Christ consciousness grid, but the crystalline grid here on the planet. And all of the various places of import here, energy importance, various vortexes of energy across the planet that in many respects had been taken over by the dark side are being taken back. And these energy points, working with the ley lines of energy for the Earth, are going to be connecting once again so that these energies can then begin to move across the planet, connecting to each of these energy points so that the grid is completed. Once this grid is completed, it will open the many gateways that are here that only have opened previously at certain times, and your cabal has been aware of many of those openings. And this is how they have been able to move back in time and things of this nature. But these gateways have been very well guarded up until now, for the most part.
But more and more will be opening once this happens, once these energy connections are reestablished. And we say now reestablished because they once were connected. Back in the times of Lemuria and Atlantis, all of these connections were made, and it allowed for these gateways, these processes, to allow for connections across the planet, and yes, even to allow for instant communication and instant travel to occur through these gateways. This is all coming back. Answer your question.
I think so. That's pretty exciting sounding.
Yeah, beautiful. Are there any other questions?
I have one.
Yes.
Could you just tell us what is really holding us back?
We do not quite understand the question, holding you back from what?
From
yourselves?
No, from ascension.
Yes.
Like, what is really, because we, you know, we find ourselves every day in a third dimension. I find myself still dealing with emotion and not letting go, you know, having all those feelings. And I just want to know, especially this group, because it seems like we're pretty aware of what's going on. What is really, really, what is really holding us back?
And the simple answer here, Joanna, is nothing.
Cute.
Nothing is holding you back. In fact, you are all moving ahead very rapidly. Not so much for yourselves, you don't think so. But from our point of view, from the point of view of the galactics and those from below in the Agarthan realms, you are moving ahead tremendously, much more than ever would have been expected here. In fact, when the councils met some years ago, it was many said the Earth people here could never do it. They could never have this mass ascension. It would not be able to be possible. But those of us, all the ascended masters, all of those galactics and Agarthans and archangels and everyone said, we can help them do it. We are here. We are going to help the process. And we met in many different councils for many years to develop and or to change and alter the plan for the Earth, because there were times when the Earth was going to be destroyed. It was going to happen. It was moving in that direction. But then, as many of you have heard before, Gaia reached out and sent out a SOS, you might say, saying, help, they are destroying me. And at that point, all of the universe came together, the galaxy and even much in the universe came together, and the clarion call went out in its sense. This happened a long time ago, but it happened again not too long ago, and many more souls came forward and said, we will not let this happen. We will not let Gaia go. And at that point, many of you came, moved into this evolution, moved into this particular lifetime. Some of you have just come here just for this lifetime only, just to be here, to assist the process. So there is nothing holding you back except your own self, your own mind, the programming. That is the only thing that is as yet holding you back. Those who are still asleep, those who have not awakened yet to the possibilities, you might say they are holding this back. But they are awakening at an alarming rate, a very, very fast rate, much more than you even begin to imagine. Because you look out there and you see these changes happening, but the same old, same old. You see everything as it has been, and people asleep, and not knowing what's going on out there, and not even caring, and all of this. But yet, you do not know what is in their hearts. You only know what you hear or see. You do not know what is deep in their hearts. And their hearts are exploding. Their hearts are awakening. Their heart chakras are awakening. Their high heart centers are awakening. And all are moving up in the Kundalini expression past the third chakra, which is where most of you have been for many lifetimes here. And you are moving now as a collective consciousness into the fourth chakra. And again, even into the higher heart center. And some, of course, moving beyond that. But as a collective, you are moving into the heart. See?
Yeah.
Does this answer your question? There be any other questions?
I am Amora from Costa Mesa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is, when you were speaking of reconnecting the crystalline grid, I would like to know if that would include the pentagram. I saw a picture of a pentagram of five important cities in Syria that the Dark Cabal has tried to keep in strife and war because they know they are very powerful spiritual sites. Is that correct? And would this crystalline grid reconnect those five cities also?
It is working toward that, yes. There are other grids that we speak here, other connections here, and this particular one that you are talking about is, in many respects, still held within the darkness. But this is shifting as well, and it will eventually come under the full consciousness or crystalline grid across the planet, working again with all of the ley line energy centers.
Thank you.
Yes. That also, we just received here from someone else here, it will also open up a major gateway when that occurs. And the Cabal has held this gateway for some time now, but it will be released very soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We heard that.
because this is where the creative power really is, correct? Would be from more of the heart mind than the,
yes,
the head mind.
Yes. Creative power is within each individual. You all began with this creative source within you. You are that source. You are that piece of the source, if you wish to look at it this way. A smidgen of the source. But yet you are the source. And you have always been this connection. So know that that power of the source is within you, each and every one of you. And everyone can draw upon this source, draw upon this power, just as Yeshua did. He drew upon the power. Of myself I can do nothing. It is the Father within me that doeth the works. It was the power within him, his higher God self, the source within him that did the works. Bolstered by the faith of the individual that was receiving the healing.
I've been impressed just very recently that love is becoming, or has to become, more manifest. And I have especially, I noticed that especially visiting on Sunday, the urge to want to reach out and stroke her, just calmly, lovingly, stroke her skin. That's a manifestation of love. And, you know, I've been turning that around. What the heck does all of that mean? And I think it means to demonstrate love in a more meaningful, stronger way than what we have been. And maybe that's just for me.
We would say to you that love is love. However you look at it, do not quantify it, do not analyze it, just let it be love.
Thank you.
Feel it deeply within you, within your heart center, for that is where it is coming from. And allow it to be. Do not put labels on it. Just it is what it is. And let it be. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I have an observation of myself that it's easier for me to be analytical and, you know, like in my head than in my heart. And what I've noticed is that heart for me is a place that's very overwhelming. And it seems to be that I have a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling in that part of myself, and that sometimes when I feel in my heart, it almost hurts, like I feel a physical pain. So I was wondering how to let ourselves be led by our heart mind without feeling that intensity that I feel.
Because, my dear sister, you are doing exactly the same thing we're saying. Do not analyze it.
Well, it
just let it be. If okay. It hurts, it is a good hurt. If you look deeply within yourself and you feel that hurt within your heart, not from a broken heart, not from a loved one leaving you or anything of this nature, but feeling at the deeper level that heart connection with your higher self. That is what we are speaking of here. And we think that is what you are speaking of as well. Is it not?
Well, yes, but I want to bypass that. I don't want to feel that.
When you have moved fully into the higher vibrations, that will be gone. Because you see, it is foreign to you at this time, to many at this time. It is new to you. Not new to your soul expression, but new to who you are in this life. To have that feeling, that deep level feeling. For many of you have blocked it. You have moved away from it because it has been too painful. So therefore, I am going to block it out of my existence so I don't need to feel the pain anymore. Many of you have done this. But you will move beyond this and you will feel the intenseness. But the pain that you feel in a sense of sorrow and loss will be replaced by the bliss. The bliss of that connection, that full connection once again to your higher God self.
Yeah, thank you.
Would there be any other further questions?
This is Anne, and I know that we on the telephone listening group, when Sananda came in, were uniformly muted, and we were told that if we wanted to speak, we should hit star 2 times. There may be some in the telephone group that wish to speak and don't know how to unmute themselves. So that's the reason I'm saying this. You can touch star 2 times from that group block, and you'll be able to speak.
Good. Thank you for this. Anyone else on the phone like to ask a question here?
Namaste, one who serves. I would like to double check with you if the words that I've been hearing and the what you could say my higher self messages are coming through clearly. I just wanted some level of verification. Thank you.
Are you saying is your connection with your higher self and the listening ability coming through clearly to you? Is this what you are asking?
That is what I'm asking, yes.
Yes. And we would say to you, do you feel it coming to you? Do you experience this as a connection with your higher self? Do you believe that you are hearing your higher self? For it is not for us here to say whether you are or you are not. Because if you know you are, you are. You see? So trust. That is what this is all about, people, is to trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your higher self to guide you in every respect in your life. Because even if you do not believe it, your higher self is right there with you through everything, through what you call the thick and the thin. It is always there for you. Never not there. It is only the connection, only the mind connection. But if you open up the heart-mind connection, there is no doubt that you are feeling the experience of this higher connection to your higher self, just as it has always been there before for you. See? So we cannot say directly, yes, you are, or no, you are not, because it is not for us to say that. It is for you to know that, for you to feel that deeply within you. Okay, Moses?
Yes, thank you, one who serves. I am grateful for Sister Sue, because she was something, that was something she was always reminding me about as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Karen, and I asked this question. It's been many months, but it's about addiction, and it's regarding smoking. And at one point, I think you said just to stop, but I have not been able to, and it's starting to greatly affect my health. And is addiction something that will just fade away as our vibration increases more, or is there something else that can be done to delete or release an addictive pattern?
Yes, there are many things that you can do to help alleviate the situation, to move beyond it, to change or eliminate the pattern, because it is correct. It is a pattern that has come in with you into this life, this addiction pattern. Many have this. And there are many ways of going beyond this. You have things working with the mind, such as hypnosis, and all kinds of different techniques that are available to you, sometimes simply counseling. But the biggest thing is to want it. It's the intention. If you have the intention to give something up, to let go of something, to move beyond something, you have the strong intention, you will bring it about. But it is the ones that say around you, stop smoking because it is not good for you. But if you do not believe it yourself, if you think, well, they don't know what they're talking about because I like doing it and I'm going to keep doing it, but I'll act like I'm stopping or I'll try to stop. You see, you cannot try to stop. You have to do it. There is no try. In the immortal words of our wonderful Yoda, there is no try. There is only do or not do.
Yeah.
You see? So make the intention, and then the way will show for you. The way will appear.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, I've done hypnosis and so many things, and I have made that intention, and I don't enjoy it, and I don't want to be doing it anymore, but there is something that keeps it in place, and I've struggled with it for so long, and I don't want to keep smoking. I don't enjoy it.
Have you ever done a past life regression?
No, not around smoking.
We would suggest to you to go directly to the source of this pattern. And there are many levels of this pattern. It is not only one lifetime you would need to look at. But you need to go back. You need to ask your higher self to take you back into past lives where this pattern began and continued through. And you will find the source of this. And once you have found the source of this, you will be able to just delete it. Delete the memory from your past life record. And yes, it is possible to do that. You can delete the memory, and it will no longer then affect you at this level. Now, there was a second part of your question, though. You asked if moving into the higher vibrations would take you away from this in itself. And yes, it will. When you move through this ascension process, move through the transition we have been speaking of here, you are then, and moving into these higher vibrations, there will be no reason whatsoever for you to even want to do this anymore. This goes for many things, many types of addictions. All of this will go away as well as all of the pain and suffering and the aches and the illnesses and the sicknesses and on and on and on. How do you even survive here, people?
Not easy. Okay.
We're so excited.
Thank you. Well, that's good news. Is the past life regression something I can do for myself using the guidance of my higher self, or do I need to find somebody who does that?
If you know how to do it, yes, you can. But if you do not know how to do it, there are techniques that are necessary here. It can be given through, yes, people that you know that would be able to do this. We would not suggest, though, not so much hypnosis, though, direct hypnosis, unless you know the person directly or unless you have someone with you that can help in the process. A friend or a family member or something along with you. Or if it is somebody that you know, yes, it would be helpful. But there are so many techniques that can be given that can be useful here to remember your past lives. And that is all you are doing, is remembering. You are going beyond the veil, past the time veil here, and being able to remember those past lives. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
My name is Sheila. I just have a personal question. I noticed a lot lately, and well, it's been going on for quite a while, is that I get a lot of, I get a lot of times where I'm feeling tingling around my temples or like pressure around my temples, and I'm wondering if that is my angels trying to talk to me, my higher self, or who is it that's trying to get my attention that I'm not aware of?
Not so much a question of who is it, but that it is. So just to know that there are attempts, and this goes for many here, many attempts are being made through in many different ways, through your dreams, through your meditations, through your waking state, through your daydreaming state, through your whatever it might be. They are attempting to make contact with you in all kinds of ways. And in this particular case, as you are asking this, you are receiving a connection here. One, rather several, are attempting to connect with you at this level. And they are giving you this symptom or this touching here in this particular part of your body so that you can be aware that they are attempting to reach you. And when you feel this, go into a nice quiet state, begin to breathe deeply, go into a meditative state if possible, not while you're driving, but you know, and allow it to be and connect. And then the most important thing for all of you now, when you receive this, do not turn it off. Do not say, oh, that is just my imagination. That is just me thinking these thoughts. And if that is what you do, then that's all it will continue to be. You must trust and allow. Think, if you would, just for a moment, if when the first time we, the one who serves, attempted to come through to James, and we announced ourselves, and we had this crazy accent here, the accent, and he would have said, oh, that's just my thoughts. That ain't real. What if that had happened? You would not be here in this group today doing this, you see? So trust. Trust. And if you trust, all will happen as it needs to. Okay? Any further questions? We need to come to release channel here.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
To follow up on that, a lot of times when I get in bed, I like put on some music, well, not that they're music, but put on some, listen to other speakers like, you know, Patricia Cone Robles or, you know, spiritual, you know, messages and things. So when I'm doing this and I fall asleep, am I blocking my higher self coming through to me?
Or? You mean when you are listening to others
when I'm
speaking through to you?
Yes.
It is something that is passionate for you or something that you relate to, something that you are enjoying, then there is nothing wrong with this. But if you can, and you wish to make this connection that we're speaking of, find a few moments each day to go quiet, to be quiet. To Joanna, push the pause button every now and then, you see? We're finding this within the James here in your party last night. This can be very important, though. Push the pause button. Push the pause button on your life, on your three-dimensional programmed life. Just simply push it. Pause. And when you push that pause button, then go within yourself. Find the time, find the feelings within yourself, and go within and allow for whatever comes in that time. You will know when you experience it, because it will come within to the heart. There will be that wee little whisper that comes into your heart that many of us speak of. But until you experience it, it is difficult to understand that which we say. But you will all experience it at one time or another and in some, many times, as you continue to move through this transition process. We need to release channel now. This next time we come together, you are going to have the radio show. And this is a particularly important time to come together because there are so many things that are about to shift, about to explode wide open. So it is a very important energy point in time here. Okay? Shanti, please be with you. Be the one.